This is the Middle East Report, your connection to truthful reporting on Israel and the Middle East. Each week, we break through the lies and deceptions of the news media when it comes to news about Israel and things going on there in the Middle East. On today's show, we're talking to Rabbi Pesach Wilicki. He is the executive director of Israel 365 Action, and he is also a columnist for the Jerusalem Post. This past week, President Donald Trump visited the Middle East, and some of the trip was a little bit on the controversial side. What does it mean for Israel, and what does it mean for the United States?
It's worth remembering that in Donald Trump's first term, the very first foreign trip he took as president of the United States was to Saudi Arabia, and he's done that again, which is quite remarkable. When we ask why he did that, like what's his goal, only need to look at some of the things that he said on these trips. Back in 2017, on that trip, he spoke about bringing together what he called the three Abrahamic faiths. Now, personally, I see a much stronger kinship between Judaism and Christianity, where we both believe in the actual word of God in the Bible, and we have much more in common, and we have a much deeper relationship. But what he was trying to do was to bring the moderate forces of Islam into greater alignment with the West, with the Judeo-Christian West. And what he did in his first term, he punished the bad actors, those in the Muslim world who really, really are the enemies of the West, like the Iranians, the Muslim Brotherhood, like the Palestinian Authority who funds terrorism. He sanctioned them and he destroyed ISIS. He killed Qasem Soleimani. He sanctioned the Iranians so that their regime could not fund all their terror proxies. And at the same time, he engaged positively with business deals and diplomacy with the United Arab Emirates, with the Saudis, with those states in the Muslim world, in the Arab world, who actually do seek positive engagement with the West, because the Muslim world is actually divided on this point. A lot of people don't realize that the Houthis, who've been in the news a lot lately, the United States has been bombing them, they've been firing ballistic missiles at the Israelis. The Houthis in Yemen, for many years, were involved in a real kinetic war with the Saudis, attacking them, firing missiles at their oil assets, killing Saudi civilians. The Saudis have always viewed the Iranians and the jihadist forces in the Middle East as their enemies. The Muslim Brotherhood, who is really the parent organization of Al-Qaeda and ISIS and Hamas, is designated as a terrorist organization by the Saudis, by the United Arab Emirates, by these moderate Arab states. So Donald Trump is working to make sure that these moderate Arab states come back into the American orbit. When I say back into the American orbit, at the end of the first Trump administration, there was a very good relationship between the U.S. and these moderate Arab states. We all remember the Abraham Accords that emerged from that. And at the same time, the bad actors in the region, like the Iranians, and like the Muslim Brotherhood offshoots, were on their back foot or completely destroyed, like the case of ISIS. But then along came the Biden administration, and they re-engaged with the Iranians. They lifted the sanctions. They refunded the terrorists in the Palestinian Authority, even though they kept funding terrorism. And they also pushed the Saudis away. Joe Biden called the Saudis a pariah state, and he harmed those relationships. And the UAE and the Saudis ended up in the arms of the Chinese Communist Party. And the Chinese Communist Party was also forging stronger relationships with the Iranians. With the lift of the sanctions, they started buying their oil. And the whole Middle East turned into a war zone. The Iranians had money to fund their terrorism. The Saudis and the Emiratis did not trust the Americans anymore and started working with the Chinese and the Russians in the BRICS effort to bring down the US dollar. Basically, the Biden administration made a mess of the whole Middle East. So what Trump is doing on this trip is he's trying to bring the Saudis and the Emiratis, the moderate Arab states, back in to the American orbit to pull them away from the influence of the Chinese Communist Party and to once again isolate Iran. That's what I see Trump as doing.
You can find out more about Israel 365 when you visit Israel365.com. That's the Middle East Report. I'm John Riley. Get a podcast of the show at AFR.net.